Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, DFW. Thank you for waking up with us. Be careful driving out there, looking pretty nasty, and the wind is supposed to get a little bit crazy. It's Sean and RJ on your home of the NFL. How about tonight? The Chiefs and the Chargers, Eric Berry returning. Will Melvin Gordon be out there? Backup running backs for the Chargers, fantasy football implications, pickups. Who's the guy that was backing up Kareem Hunt that Flores
Spencer
took?
Damian? Spencer Ware was backing him up. He's doubtful. Damian Williams, the former Miami Dolphins backup running back, and Charcandrick West are expected to get some work as well as Daryl Williams.
All right, the latest odds from the true experts, they reside in Vegas. Bovada sent me the numbers yesterday. Will the Dallas Cowboys make the playoffs? Ladies and gentlemen, and you can consider this a humongous jinx if you want. I don't care. Currently off the board as playoffs are a foregone conclusion. I love it. There we go. So you can't even bet on the Cowboys to make or miss the playoffs because Vegas says they are in. Will the Dallas Cowboys, now this is when they're going to take advantage of fans who are drunk on the star. Will the Cowboys win the remainder of their regular season games and postseason games in the 2018-2019 season? Will the Cowboys win the remainder of their regular season and postseason games of the 2018-2019 season?
So win 12 straight to end the year?
They've won 5 straight. The last 3 at Indy, against Tampa, at the Giants, and then you go through your playoff run. Obviously, the heavy gambling answer on this is no. At 1 to 100.
Dude, $10.
That's minus 10,000. Yes, plus 5,000. 50 to 1.
So, plus 5. Okay, 50 to 1. All right, good. Yeah. $10.
Will the Cowboys win the remainder of just their regular season games?
Wait a second. Hang on a second. So, real quick, 50 to 1. Buster Douglas was only 42 to 1 to beat Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Like, that's right about the same.
Yeah. I mean, no one would bet that. No one would bet that unless you're Mickey Fisher, total homer. Will the Cowboys win just the remainder of their regular season games? Yes is 6 to 1. No is 1 to 12. So no is the favorite. And obviously this weekend is going to be the biggest challenge.
Man, 6 to 1, that's a pretty, like,
plus 600. Put down $100, the Cowboys beat the Colts, beat the Bucks, beat the Giants, and you win $600.
They're the better team in at least 2 of them. And I think in all 3. So, I think this would be a really good way to make some cash.
All right, I want to see if y'all get this. Let's go around the rest of the NFL with who Vegas thinks is going to win it all. The favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Saints.
Roy?
I'll say the Saints as well.
It is the Saints. Good job. I thought you guys were going to struggle with that more. 3 to 1.
Rams.
Roy on fire. There too. 16 to 5. Stop me when you hear tremendous value. Number
Chiefs.
3. Yes, Kansas City. 19 to 4. Number 4.
That's not bad. Number 4, give me the Patriots.
It is. Did y'all look at this?
No.
7 to 1 are the odds for New England. Next. You won't get the next one.
Bears.
Dang it. 9 to 1. Chicago. All right, I'm going to cut it off right there.
Because who's next?
Chargers.
The Dallas Cowboys.
No, Chargers are next.
The Chargers are next.
Ah, so he did look.
The Chargers are. Yeah.
I didn't get
you
the
guys
email.
Reading an email from me is. The odds of that
you
are.
You sending your prep to us would be.
He sends it. He sends it, but I can't open his emails.
Yeah, I can't open them.
I don't send it to you every single
day. No, you send us the rundown, and then everything underneath it reads as code to me.
This is what we get from you.
Yeah,
well,
and because
why don't you tell me?
Because we told you
because you've been rolling emails for like years now, and you just, like, reply forward to it.
Yeah.
And it's all code now. All I've seen is code for years.
Maybe he's in the Matrix.
Could be.
But I don't want to know your opinion on anything. I like to be surprised with it.
The Chargers are 10-1. Who's next?
After the Chargers at 10-1.
Cowboys.
No.
Is it not the Cowboys?
I'm waiting for RJ's guess. Shut up.
Chargers 10-1. Ooh, man. That's a good
I need your guess by the end
question.
Of the segment,
Let's
though.
Go with... Go yeah, ahead. Go ahead. Seattle.
Who else, Roy?
Texans, maybe?
The Cowboys and the Texans are tied.
All right.
19-1. 19-1 odds to win it all.
All right.
Okay. According to the Bovada.
I like that value.
And then after that, the Steelers at 20-1. The Seahawks at 25-1. The Ravens at 40-1.
Ooh.
The Colts and the Vikings at 50-1.
Man, Vikings.
Philadelphia, 55-1.
See ya.
So there you go. See ya. The Cowboys' odds to win the NFC East.
It's got to be.
It can't be. You can't still be betting on that.
You can bet it.
Yeah, it's got to be Alabama-y, like 1-25.
I was going to say 1-40.
Both wrong. They're worse.
1-75.
Worse.
1-100, yeah.
Worse.
1-1,000.
1-200.
Worse.
I mean, it's not even a bet that should be available. 1-2,500?
1-250.
Okay.
So explain that to the non-gamblers.
Got to bet $250 to win one.
Okay. 1-250 to win the NFC East.
Okay, so 2,500 was it, yeah. Because it always does it based on 100. So 2,500, 250 to 1, yeah. 2,500 to 100.
Might it be minus 2,500.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eagles are 23-1. Redskins are 45-1. Giants are 100-1. So there you go. Rest of the divisions, the Bears, heavy favorites in the North, 1-125. You cannot bet on the South because of the Saints. You cannot bet on the West because of the Rams. You cannot bet on the AFC East because of the Patriots. Who's the favorite to win the AFC North, boys?
AFC North.
Let's check the hotline. This should be Pat McAfee.
Still be the Patriots, I would imagine.
AFC North.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, sorry.
It is Pittsburgh at 1-2.
What are the Ravens then? Because
the Ravens
I might
are
take them.
7-5.
Okay, not great.
Not great value. Is that Pat McAfee? All right, we have the.
What up, Cuzzo?
We have the former.
Cuzzy! 8 minutes late. This is my fault. I apologize immensely. I appreciate the invite to join you. I should not have been 8 minutes late, but now that I'm here, I am so thankful and grateful, boys.
Why were you late?
Well, the sun got in my eyes, and then the wind.
Okay. Oh, so you were punting at the Cowboys Stadium.
Yeah, there was a jumbotron in the way. There was a lot of things.
Pat, how many times, Pat McAfee joining us right here on the buyersafety.com hotline with Sean and RJ, how many times could you hit the jumbotron out of 10?
If you're, like, trying to hit the jumbotron, you can hit it every single time. If you're in the NFL, that's why if anybody hits it, they have to be legitimately trying to hit it because of where it's placed. But in warm-ups, whatever you played there, it's very difficult not to just sit right underneath one and just tee off on it for a while. So I think it's something where people could hit it anytime they want, but it is positioned in a place where you really have to be trying to hit it to actually hit it.
Pat, I loved hearing in the past your draft story about what you were doing on draft day, and the Cowboys had a little involvement with it. Could you tell us what the draft story was and on draft day for you?
So I was supposed to be a Cowboy. So I went into draft weekend thinking by Sunday. This was back whenever they had the first round was on Friday, middle rounds on Saturday, then later rounds on Sunday. This is way back in the day. Before it became primetime television. So on Thursday, Joe DeCamillis was the special teams coach for the Cowboys at the time. Joe D was one of the only guys to come and work me out at West Virginia. I wasn't invited to the combine, so these private workouts were really all that I had for the NFL dream. And Joe D came in and worked me out. He had me throwing routes. I was kicking field goals at the time. I was punting. I was doing everything. And Joe seemed to like me a lot. So the day before the draft starts, Joe goes, "Hey, you're my guy." And I was like, "Okay, holy hell, here we go. I'm going to be a Dallas Cowboy." So the whole weekend, Friday night, my family, friends, and I just celebrate the hell out of life, knowing that a big paycheck from America's team is coming on Sunday. Saturday, I know I wasn't going to go in the middle rounds, early middle rounds. I knew the draft was going to come Sunday, so we had another party of all time on Saturday. Then Sunday, we tried to stay sober for when the good call came from Mr. Jerry Jones. I had watched Jerry Jones with interviews with Joe Buck, where he talked about how some people choose the layup. He goes for the green every single time. And I couldn't wait for the conversation with him. So we went golfing, a very expensive golf course back in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There's not a lot of them. We found one. And it was about hole 10, 12. We had about 45 bottles out there. There was a huge group of us just waiting for the call to celebrate on the fairway. And all of a sudden, I hear some choice words from my mother, who's back in one of the golf carts. It rhymes with luck, obviously, very loud. And my dad goes back to see her, and he looks at the phone, and he goes, "Oh, we going to get out of here." So my dad's from Pittsburgh. He has a big Pittsburgh accent. He goes, "We going to get out of here." And everybody there's like, "What are you talking about? Why?" He goes, "Cowboys just drafted David Buehler. Looks like we're going to have to find out what plan B is." So we left the golf course straight from that fairway. I'm pretty sure we still owe green fees for that day. We head home to the house, and all the alcohol we had, it turned into a miserable drunk session instead of a celebratory drunk session, because nobody else really told me they were going to draft me. And then in the seventh round, pick 222, the thing's damn near over. It's the Philadelphia Eagles on the board, and I get a phone call from a 317 number. I answer it. It's Bill Polian, basically, asking me how I'm doing, and I'm like, "Well, pretty terrible, actually, Bill. I thought I was going to be a Cowboy like three rounds ago." And he says, "Well, we just traded up with the Eagles. We're drafting you to punt for us." And my house, it showed up on the TV screen, and everybody that was drunk and miserable turned to drunk and lit. That place became awesome, and I became an Indianapolis Colt, but I was supposed to be a Cowboy. I was supposed to have a star on my helmet ever since day one.
Pat McAfee, the two-time Pro Bowler, got the podcast out as well, joining us on DFW Sports Station. More recognized as a Pro Bowl punter or from Barstool?
See, in Indianapolis, I can't go anywhere really due to the arrest that I had in 2010. So I had a public intoxication arrest in 2010. My mugshot is a mix of Gary Busey and Carrot Top. It's a bad mugshot, but I became a local celebrity overnight because they ran my mugshot on all the news, the newspapers, like 500 times in 2 days. So it became something where in Indiana, this is home for me. This is my place, but I can't really go anywhere. So they know me as the punter who likes to have a good time, but I think my work on the internet is definitely starting to creep into other states.
So do you miss it at all, Pat, or you just have, I mean, we know you had issues with the Colts. Don't know how you currently feel about, like, the state of the NFL, but obviously, you know, you broke out as a media star. So do you ever miss it at all at the age of 31?
I don't really. I mean, I miss kicking balls to the moon. Like, that's whenever I was in high school and I started kicking, I didn't start kicking until my junior year, right? First time I kicked a football, I kicked a 60-yard field goal. So ooh. I miss launching a football kind of with the headphones on, just jamming the music. It's a great exercise. There's not a lot of people that can do it. I miss doing that, but I don't miss the everyday BS from being in the NFL. I very much enjoy my life right now, just making very dumb content for the internet.
And is that the basis of the podcast?
Yeah, so we have a full small business operating now. I got a chance to learn from the folks at Barstool for a year and a half once I left and learned the business of the internet. Now we're kind of an independent operation here in Indianapolis still, and every day the goal is just to wake up and make good stuff for the internet. Hope people listen to the podcast. Hope hope people buy our documentaries and stand-up specials and just keep it moving, brother. It's a very fun life with my friends I have over here.
Pat, what is the coolest thing about Barstool and maybe the most misunderstood thing?
I think the coolest thing about working there, I was very lucky to work at Barstool for a year and a half. The coolest thing is just watching the engine work, you know? Like, I was in Indianapolis, so I was basically, when I opened and started at Barstool Heartland, I didn't want to leave Indiana because I love this place. So I had like an affiliate, basically. You know, NBC has affiliate stations. I was an affiliate of Barstool here in Indianapolis, is Barstool Heartland. And I'd travel to New York to the headquarters once a month, once every other month, kind of check things out, do business conversations. Just kind of watching the engine work was kind of a cool thing because there's a lot of big brains happening behind a lot of very appeared to be dumb things happening. So it was just learning the business of the internet and learning from a group of humans over there that have done very well. It was a very cool opportunity.
Pat, as a punter, like, how are you as an NFL analyst? Like, if we asked for a Cowboys Colts preview, are punters and kickers able to sit there and break down offense and defense, or is that another world?
Well, I mean, I understand the condescending question you're asking.
Isn't it like that?
No, I'm asking, are punters, can they be X's and O's guys?
I mean, sure, you have big brains, but...
So a guy that hosts a radio show in Dallas who's never been in a team meeting room or never kicked off a Super Bowl or done anything like that, I assume his knowledge of football is probably better than Adam Vinatieri's or mine, who's been inside a team meeting.
Wasn't trying to suggest that. I wasn't
What makes this great is, yeah, he was trying to become, but that's funny.
Can you give us a Cowboys Colts preview if possible, maybe, Pat McAfee?
I absolutely can. I appreciate your question, but I do hear that a lot. I have no idea what's going on in a cover two. I kind of understand the RPOs because I ran scout team quarterback for the Colts for a little bit when I was playing there. But I enjoy this matchup strictly because they're two hot teams. Now, granted, the Colts got a little bit tripped up down in Jacksonville, got shut out down there and lost to Cody Kessler, a Cleveland Brown reject. But other than that, the Colts have this young nucleus with Andrew Luck feeling confident. That's a lot of fun to watch. Will they be able to handle Zeke? I'm not sure. I think Zeke is such a weapon for the Cowboys. Once he gets going, it opens up a lot of room for Dak to be able to make some magic like we saw earlier in his career. Amari Cooper seems to be a spark that has come into the locker room. Jerry Jones was laughed at by everybody for giving up a first-round pick for him. They've done nothing but win since he showed up. I'm excited for it a lot, but it's going to all hinge upon whether or not the Colts can stop Zeke and be able to control Dak with his arm and make him win it with his arm without taking Amari Cooper shots over the top. Cole Beasley doesn't get enough respect, by the way, not only for his raps, but the way he plays football. I'm excited for it. I'm a very loyal Colts fan because a lot of my best friends work and play there. But I'm very excited for the Cowboys-Colts game. It's all going to hinge upon Zeke, which I think every single week does for the Cowboys.
All right, at Pat McAfee Show, hammer the podcast link. Pat, thank you for the time, and thank you for embarrassing me. Appreciate it.
That's a good breakdown for a punter right there.
That was really good.
Yeah. Not bad for a punter. I mean, not bad. I mean, I try to give it a good shot. I try to talk about offense and defense just a little bit. But no offense taken by your terribly condescending question. I hope you guys have an incredible day. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Pat. Keep killing it. Pat McAfee on the BuyerSafety.com hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.